on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Wind advisory in effect for winds gusting as high as 30 miles per hour today as this storm system moves in. Showers and thunderstorms become likely, particularly by later on this afternoon and this evening. A few of the storms could be strong. Make sure you keep our weather app handy. It will instantly alert you to any severe weather watches or warnings for your location. Locally heavy downpours with today's high in the upper 60s. Colder tonight. The rain ends in the wee hours of the morning. Maybe a snow flurry on the back end of it in the middle of the night. Low 37. Tomorrow, windy, cold. High temperature only 48, down to about 30 on Thursday night. Friday, a very chilly day. I think we make it up to maybe 47 for a high, down to the 20s on Friday night. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high in the low 50s, and up to about 54 with more sun on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that, a checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Baldwin Middle School in Montgomery will be closed today because of a natural gas leak. MPS officials say the gas to the building has been turned off, which will impact other systems inside. Crews will be making repairs and school should be back in session on Thursday. The State Department of Education has released its failing schools list, which includes 10 Montgomery public schools. MPS officials say they expect better results next year. You can see the full list at alabamanews.net. And former Congressman Arthur Davis has announced he is running for mayor of Montgomery. Davis joins Montgomery County Commission Chair Elton Dean, who announced his candidacy earlier this month. Davis represented Alabama's 7th District for 4 terms in Congress. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down. And for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right. 100% financing. That's no zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama Home Mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's A-L-A Home Mortgage. Mortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
It's 6 minutes after 11 o'clock. News and views. Third hour officially underway. About 54 minutes until we have to yield the microphone to Dan Morris and Joey Clark. Jack Campbell's out. If you were tuning in to the third hour to the Jack Campbell radio show today, he's out. I am in. I'm Baron Coleman. Your calls are welcome. 272-9228. If you know how we do things around here Monday through Thursday, they're generally rules. And then on Friday, we sort of let you guys do whatever you want. There ain't nairn when it comes in the rules department. We'll treat today a little bit like a Friday. If you want to call and talk about something, Biloxi Gambler took full advantage of that earlier. But if you want to call and talk about whatever's on your mind, you're more than welcome to. In the meantime, I will keep you informed and entertained. I met somebody yesterday. I was going to mention this earlier. I met somebody yesterday, came up to me and said, you cost me $100. I said, how? He said, I was listening to you. And you were talking about those pillows of Mr. Sandman. I said, yeah. He said, so I went over there and I laid down on one. I could not leave without buying one. I said, well, the pillows aren't $100. What happened next? He said, so I'm leaving. I got my new pillow. He said, it's the most comfortable thing I've ever laid on. The latex pillow. And if you have never laid on a latex pillow, by all means, get by there. It truly is a sleep-changing experience. This is not a Mr. Sandman ad. I've already done that for the day. But he was telling me about the latex pillow. So he buys a latex pillow. He gets back in the car heading home. He did not intend to leave the house to go buy a latex pillow. He hears me talking about the latex pillow. He says, I have trouble sleeping. I have neck and back pain. My ears and head hurt. I need to go. And he went and bought one, and it's a life-changing experience. He loves it. He was telling me how much he loves it. He said, but I get back in the car, and you're doing an ad for Midtown Pizza Kitchen. So I had to go over there and pig out. Guys, that's my favorite listener of the week. We can't do this without our advertisers. We count on you to patronize our advertisers. 10 Montgomery public schools on the failing list, including all of the charter plan schools. Last year, the list had 11. This year, it only has 10. So you'd think, hey, that's progress. Well, maybe. Maybe. There were some that were on last year's list that got moved off of the failing schools list. Now, keep in mind, failing schools is just a bell curve determinant here. The bottom 6%, no matter what, the bottom 6% of performing schools in the state of Alabama are automatically deemed failing. It reminds me of when I went to law school and they kind of explained to us the first year grading process. And it sort of scared me a little bit. They said your classes will range in size from 30 to 150. In those classes of 30, only 3 people will be designated getting A's. And 3 people will be designated getting F's. And everybody else will fall in the middle somewhere, with the vast majority getting B's and C's. There are no D's. You'll get an A, a B, a C, or an F. So all but 6, 24 out of 30 are going to get B's and C's. 3 at the top will get A's, 3 at the bottom will get A's. Get F's. In your 150, it'll be a similar structure. Your 15 at the top will get A's. Your 15 at the bottom will get B's. I mean, get F's, and then the middle will get B's and C's. And I thought that was horrifically unfair. Till I got my grades. I did all right, so I was glad with it. I was fine with it. But what I realized was that's why it was so important when they gave you your GPA to see your class rank right next to it. Because you look at your GPA, and most people go to law school. I mean, you know, you do well in school, and you're used to getting A's and B's. But you look at your GPA, you're like, yeah, that's not real high. But then you look at your rank, and you're like, oh, I did better than I thought. That's what the Montgomery Public School failing list is like. That's what the Alabama failing list is like. The bottom so ever many get F's. And it doesn't matter whether they all understood the material or not. They just get F's. Montgomery Public School had 11 on the list last year. Carver High School was on the list last year. It is now no longer considered failing. Which could mean one of two things. Either Carver High School had tremendous gains and they lifted themselves up off the failing list by their own bootstraps. You could almost hear patriotic music in the background in E flat major. For those of you who know anything about music theory, all the great battle hymns are in E-flat major. All the great songs of triumph are in E-flat major. It's a great, great key. Great, great key. It's brave and it's bold. You could put a song in E-flat major and you could see Carver High School lifting itself up from its bootstraps and getting off of the failing list. Or you could just determine that some other school somewhere else was even crappier. And as a result, Carver had to come off the list, even though they didn't gain anything. They might be just as crappy as they were last year. We don't know. The statistics available are not, or the statistics are not yet available. Highland Avenue Elementary, Fuse Secondary, which was now which is now McIntyre Comprehensive Academy, Highland Avenue Elementary, Lee High School, and Park Crossing High School. So 3 of our high schools are no longer on the failing list. Out of the 5, J.D. and Lanier still on the failing list. 60% of our high schools have gotten off of the failing list. I myself find that a little suspect in a one-year turnaround. Last year, not a single traditional public high school in the city of Montgomery, all five, J.D. and Lee, Carver, Park Crossing, and Lanier, all five were deemed failing. This year, miraculously, three of the five have scaled the heights of academic progress. I don't know what happened. It's highly possible through some sort of intervention, the state's intervention, the schools are actually teaching better at those three schools. Or it could be that they were the last three on the failing list, and some other school in Birmingham or Huntsville or somewhere else just is even crappier. And as a result of it just being the bottom 6%, it's not based on performance. It's just based on performance relative to other people's performance. So if every school in the state had a 99% pass rate, except for 6% of the schools that had a 98% pass rate, those 6% would be considered failing. Even though 98% of their students are college and career ready. That's the way this works. Or if every school had a 4% pass rate, and the bottom 6% had a 3% pass rate, those would be considered failing, and the others would be considered passing by virtue of how this works. But I do find it suspicious that three of the five high schools managed to leapfrog others and get off of it. Get off the failing list, leaving only J.D. and Lanier. And it just so happens Lanier is going to be converted to a public charter in the near future. All this is awfully suspicious to me. So those schools got off of it. Schools added to the failing list: Chisholm Elementary, Highland Gardens Elementary, Johnson Elementary, and South Lawn Middle School. Those schools previously were not failing. Now they are. Am I to believe Chisholm Elementary last year was flying high and this year is falling to earth in a blaze of glory? Highland Gardens Elementary School last year was having kids on track to go over Harvard and Yale, and this year is on track to have them go to Staten and Draper. I don't like this list. I don't like this how they do failing schools. But it is what it is. Montgomery has a lot of failing schools. A lot of failing schools. Of the systems with more than 20,000 students, Montgomery Public Schools had more schools on the list than any other, including Baldwin County, who has zero but has more students, and Jefferson County, who has way more students and only one school on the failing list. Jefferson County Schools has 36,000 students. They have one school on the failing list. Montgomery has 29,000 students, about 20% fewer students than Birmingham has, and we have 10 schools on the failing list. Mobile has twice as many students as Montgomery and only has 9 schools on the list. So, Birmingham City Schools does lead the way, I think, has 20 schools on the list. So, anyway, just something to think about. Something to think about as you make your way through. Montgomery Baldwin Middle School has been closed today for a natural gas leak. Gas to the buildings turned off. I drove past Baldwin yesterday. Jack Campbell was in the car because his car was getting a new tire. And we were driving together to go to the Farmers Market Cafe to talk to the River Region Republicans at noon. And as we drove past Baldwin, he said, "You know, that's the old Lanier High School." I said, "What do you mean that's the old Lanier High School?" He said, "That was where Lanier High School was." I said, "That's not possible, Jack. Lanier High School was built in the 20s off of Court Street." He said, "Yeah, but before that, it was in the Baldwin Middle School." The implications of what he said, Baldwin Middle School is more than 100 years old. The building, the structure, not the institution, but the structure is more than 100 years old. Are you surprised there's a gas leak? Are you surprised there's a gas leak? I'm not. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919, 279-8919. You can check out Cole Plumbing online, coleplumbing.com. You can find them on Facebook, like them, share them, and all that good stuff. Cole Plumbing is the industry leader around here. They're number one in the number two business. They have that proprietary pipelining technology. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. If you are tempted to dig up that yard, and I see it all the time, everywhere I go, I see these backhoes in people's yards tearing up their 100-year-old tree roots, tearing up their 25-year-old bush roots in order to get to a leak that Cole Plumbing could have gotten to with their proprietary pipelining technology. 279-8919. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
When severe weather threatens, you need the most experienced and trusted names in weather.
This is a dangerous storm located
That's
here.
Why Blue Water Broadcasting's Rich Thomas Weather Network and the Alabama News Network have teamed up to bring you the most comprehensive weather coverage in the river region.
Horses have been evacuated, so people are in
the
in
river
a
region's most experienced meteorologist, Rich Thomas.
And moving northeast at 55.
Along with Shane Butler's decades of experience, the two most trusted names in weather, together on the Alabama News Network and all Blue Water radio stations.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, the new year has begun and Mr. Sandman is having their most humongous, exciting blowout sale since last year. We still have some remaining floor samples and closeout mattresses from Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Sutherland, and others at highly discounted prices. I now want to introduce you to the luxurious new mattresses from Heirloom. Heirloom is an old-line company who makes some of the finest mattresses in the world, sold at high-end stores everywhere. If you're considering purchasing a super premium mattress, please visit our Montgomery location and compare the comfort, tailoring, and beauty of the Heirloom. Priced from $2,000 to $4,000, unique in Central Alabama. Mr. Sandman has many power-adjustable bases on sale, as well as beds, headboards, pillows, and more. We do sell foundations and mattresses separately. With mattresses in stock for fast delivery or pickup, discount prices, and great customer service, we are a must-visit if you're shopping for a mattress. In Montgomery and Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
More browsing, more binging, more streaming, more savings. With WOW, you can get super-fast internet for $29.99 per month when you add our most popular TV package for just $35 more per month. That's everything you need to keep everyone entertained and save more than $500. Get 100 meg internet for $29.99 per month when you add TV for just $35 more per month with the two-year agreement. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
Third generation family in the car business run by people who are not car people. Is this a disaster in the making? Not at all. On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, Saturday at noon on News Talk 93.1.
just when I pull you in closer.
All right, guys, welcome back in the News and Views. Jack Campbell's out. He'll be back.
Moving fast, but we ain't taking
probably Friday-ish, actually. Probably Friday-ish. He doesn't usually come on Thursdays. Mallory usually comes tomorrow. I'll check with him, make sure he's going to be here. If not, I'll be here alone, and I'll do my best to keep you informed and entertained. And we'll keep the Friday rules as we've had today, and you can call and talk about whatever you want. And if you don't like me, turn it off and turn it back on Friday. Or if you like Dave, turn it in tomorrow. But if you turn it in for the third hour of the Jack Campbell radio broadcast, that won't probably take place until until Friday. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. It's Carbonara and Bacon Week at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. One of my favorite weeks every single time they bring it out. They do this about two or three times a year. They bring out the Carbonara and Bacon. And I'm not talking about that watered-down, oily, floured-down, starched, gross Carbonara that you get at all the other Italian restaurants. That's gross. Stop it. Get to Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Experience what true Italian Carbonara is like they did in the old world. Carbonara the way it's supposed to be, that rich, golden Carbonara tossed over spaghetti with some bacon in there, some fresh sliced Parmesan. You can pair it with a salad at lunch for $9. I'm so hungry, my mouth is watering. It's absolutely delicious. Get the cannoli to finish the whole thing off. You've had a feast. You've eaten like kings. Get to Midtown Pizza Kitchen when you get the opportunity, though. Get by there. They got two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery, Midtown Pizza Kitchen. While you're there, you'll notice the pasta favorites everybody loves, the mushroom ravioli and the spaghetti and meatballs and the lasagna. Try the lasagna with the white sauce. Don't tell them I told you that, but try it with the white sauce. The cooks don't like it when I mention that, but it is delicious, absolutely delicious. So much you can get at Midtown Pizza Kitchen, award-winning pizzas, salads, and sandwiches and more. Get by there and get a chance. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228, 24 minutes after 11 o'clock. Dr. Four.
Hello there, Grand Mufti. How are you today?
The Grand Mufti is in.
Good, good. One other little interesting tidbit. You were talking about Lanier High School was originally down at the Baldwin location now. You know that technically Lanier High School also was directly across the road from Huntington College at the old Cloverdale campus.
What? What was over there?
That was what happened back in the late teens, early 20s.
How do you know this? How do you know this?
Look.
You are not that much older than I am.
What is it that I don't know?
Well, that's a good... That's why you're the doctor. That's why you're Dr. Four.
That's a much shorter conversation. No, this is just one of those neat Montgomery history things. So, when they get the design and they're going to build Lanier High School... And now this may be a little folklore, but supposedly it was the first $1 million high school ever built in the United States. I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, it looks like a castle.
But there was a high school down where Baldwin is, and the Cloverdale was a high school as well. They combined the two schools and put both of them over at Lanier. Do you know how they got the name Sidney Lanier for the new school?
I do not.
Still there currently.
I do not.
They played a football game.
Huh?
And the team, fierce to God, the two high schools played a football game, and the winning team, that school, got to transport their name to Lanier. So had Cloverdale, and I don't even know if it was named Cloverdale at the time, had they won the football game, that would not be Sidney Lanier High School. That would be Cloverdale High School.
That is the most Alabama thing I've ever heard.
Can you get more freaking Alabama than letting a football game decide the name of a school?
That is the most Alabama thing I've absolutely ever heard. My life is now officially complete. That is more Alabama than calling Arab Alabama Arab. That's more Alabama than calling Lafayette Lafayette. That is the single most... That's more Alabama than having two pine levels within 30 miles of each other.
Well, but it's not more Alabama than calling a town spelled Honorville for Norville.
No, that's you're right.
Can't beat that. Or, since the people could not spell opportunity, just short it to op.
Is that why they did that?
I think that is the official name of the city. It's the city of opportunity, and nobody could spell it, so it's just, we live in hop.
Stop it.
I'm telling you, these are things that you hear, but I'm pretty sure I'm right on all that.
All right. I need an explanation.
If not, I just made up two great stories. But no,
I need an explanation for Pineapple, Alabama now, because clearly.
That I can't help you with. But the only thing I'm not 100% sure of is I don't know if the high school downtown, I don't know if it was Sidney Lanier or if it had another name, and the two campuses had picked out a name. But I do know that football game decided why that school's name what it is. But speaking of which, that school was built in the late teens, early 20s. That structure is solid as a freaking rock.
You're talking about Sidney Lanier High School?
It's still got the dadgum, the original doors. That building has solid mahogany doors on it. And at some point, somebody got the brilliant idea. I guarantee it wasn't Riley Manning. Somebody got the brilliant idea to paint the doors Lanier blue, that blue color that they have. And about 15, 20 years ago, they got up some money, and they stripped all those doors back down to the original mahogany and stained them.
And
they
pretty?
Still got, dude, they are, they. I bet they got Riley Manning to do it.
They might have.
They look so freaking good, but most of the doors still have the original hardware on, the panic bars and everything.
The
flooring is original.
I knew Sidney Lanier was a poet, obviously, because they're called the poets. But I did not know he has a fascinating life. He was a musician, poet, author, served in the Confederate States Army as a pirate, worked on a block, private, excuse me, worked on a blockade.
A pirate?
Well.
He's letting one of your little secrets out there. You are all about some pirates.
I love pirates. I really do. I'm fascinated by pirates. Worked on a blockade-running ship. He was imprisoned and caught tuberculosis. He got out of the Army. He taught. He worked at a hotel where he gave musical performance. He was a church organist and was a lawyer.
He was a cool dude.
He was a Renaissance man. He died at age 39. Now, that's not good. Hell, that's how old I am.
Woo. Yeah.
I was just thinking, well, he lived kind of a long life, and then it was like, no, he didn't. He was a kid.
brother, 39's in my rearview mirror. And I don't see many schools being named 84 High School. I just don't see that happening.
84 High School, the Fighting Lumber. I got to go.
All right,
we'll
see you, brother.
Our number 272-9228. The Fighting Southern Wood. That's got a good ring to it. 11:30. Riley Manning, 799-1284. 799-1284. That's how you get in touch with Riley Manning. That's how you get in touch with that Riley Manning guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete, only after you are satisfied. And with that Riley Manning guarantee goes a long way. You're also going to get trained professional painters, not day laborers like the other guys. You're going to get the A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're going to get his insistence that the customer is satisfied at all times. And you're going to get just an all-around one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. One of the nicest guys you'll ever look in the eye and shake his hand. When Riley Manning tells you something, believe it. If he tells you it's raining nails, get your hard hat out. It's happening. Riley's an honest guy. He's a good guy. And I recommend you call him 799-1284. 799-1284. It's 31 minutes after 11. When I see your face, there's not a thing that I would change. 'Cause you're amazing, just the way you are.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. Winter has arrived, and that means it's time to get ready for the fast-approaching spring season. Ace has everything you'll need to get a jump on your spring task list. We can custom mix paint, cut window glass, repair window screens, and much more. Lawn care products? We've got you covered. Privacy fence in need of repair? We have treated lumber and the hardware to help with that project, too. So don't wait till the last minute, and come on down to Capital City Ace Hardware, located at 3215 Taylor Road in Montgomery.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive, Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local, friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all, from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, schedule maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. Happy New Year from all of us at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on the Alabama River. I want to jump into some big news this week. I'll be going to Memphis this week to pick up a prestigious award from the Blues Foundation. Capitol Oyster Bar has won a KBA award. That's a Keeping the Blues Alive award from the Blues Foundation up in Memphis. We're being honored. I want to make sure all my customers that have supported us are a part of this, because we've been doing this blues for a long time, and we've been honored. But all my customers that have pitched in and helped support this live music on Sunday afternoons, and I just want to tell you all thank you. And now we'll go ahead and tell you about this Sunday. Papa Chubby from up in New York's coming. That's right. The Papa Chubby bringing his band down south and be coming by the Capitol Oyster Bar this Sunday at 5. You can check that all out at CapitolOysterBar.com or go to my Facebook page, and all that will tell you about how the menu. We got cooking up good fresh seafood from the Gulf. Told you, amberjack season is open this whole month, and so we'll be getting fresh amberjack and loading up on that and getting you all kind of fresh seafood. So y'all come down here soon and come hungry.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. Wind advisory in effect for winds gusting as high as 30 miles per hour today as this storm system moves in. Showers and thunderstorms become likely, particularly by later on this afternoon and this evening. A few of the storms could be strong. Make sure you keep our weather app handy. It will instantly alert you to any severe weather watches or warnings for your location. Locally heavy downpours with today's high in the upper 60s. Colder tonight. The rain ends in the wee hours of the morning. Maybe a snow flurry on the back end of it in the middle of the night, low 37. Tomorrow, windy, cold, high temperature only 48, down to about 30 on Thursday night. Friday, a very chilly day. I think we make it up to maybe 47 for a high, down to the 20s on Friday night. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high in the low 50s, and up to about 54 with more sun on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, Montgomery, this is attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to our free estate planning workshop, Wills versus Trust, on January 22nd and 25th. Call 649-4911 to register.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I've got another confession to make. I'm your fool. Everyone's got their chains to break. Holding you. Were you born to resist or be abused? Is someone getting the best, the best, the best, the best of you? Is someone getting the best, the best?
All right, guys, welcome back. 35 minutes after 11 o'clock. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228, 272-9228. I need somewhere to hang my head. All right, gosh, I'm trying to avoid the Washington stories if I can, but there's so many of them. Supreme Court of the United States has been asked by the federal government to expedite the hearing on the citizenship question. This is an important issue because I don't believe our founders, when they started the census, I don't believe they intended Congress to be apportioned to include illegal aliens. I just don't believe that that was their intent. The president of the United States, in my opinion, has not, or I don't believe, and not according to the facts I'm aware of, has not said he will not count citizens in the census. He's just said that they want to put the question of citizenship in the census. This is a question that was there forever, for a long, long time. Are you a citizen of the United States?
You know, you got to be honest on these citizenship things. You got to be honest about it. Solicitor General Noel Francisco stated to the court the case is of such imperative public importance. Nice alliteration there, my man. Imperative public importance to justify deviation from normal appellate practice and to require immediate determination from this court. U.S. District Judge, and not serious judge, by the way, Jesse Furman of New York. Now, I got a question. Why would Jesse Furman of New York be weighing in on the issue of what questions can be legally asked on the United States Census? Now, I want to bring this up because this is something that's bothered me for a while. It's really ramped up during the Trump administration. It was happening some during the Obama administration, but it's really a relatively new phenomenon. District court judges striking down laws over the entire United States or weighing in and joining things that affect nothing in their district. The census is not being conducted out of New York. It will be taken in New York. I mean, sure, there'll be some people in New York that'll be taking the census. Hopefully everybody. There'll be people in New York who take the census. But the census itself is being designed, drafted, revised, organized, recorded in Washington, D.C. I guess Commerce does the census. Is that right? Commerce Department? We need to kill the Commerce Department. We just have a Census Department. Let the President of the United States do Commerce. Well, I guess that's what Commerce. Anyway, we got to do away with these departments. Oh, my gosh, there's so much I would change if I was God Emperor for a day. I would probably fire 5 million people in one day. They'd change my name. They'd be bearing the knife, bearing the mallet. They'd be like Ivan the Terrible. You know, they'd throw a definite article nickname after my name. The Solicitor General is proposing arguments for April if the court accepts the urgency request. What are they going to do if they put it on there anyway? What is this judge going to do to President Donald Trump if Trump says, no thank you, Judge Jesse Furman, District Judge of New York, of one city. I'm not going to listen to you. Or even better, okay, I won't put the citizenship question on in your district. But the rest of the country, of which you have no authority over, you can't tell me what to do in Maryland. You're a district judge in New York. You can't tell me what to do in Los Angeles or New Mexico or Texas or Colorado or Wyoming or Idaho. You're in New York. Fine. I won't put it on there in New York. Everybody else gets it. But only your southern district. Only like the little five boroughs down there. The rest of New York's getting it. If you're in Albany, you're getting asked if you're a citizen. Now, what would the judge do? I dare you to try to enforce that, Mr. Judge. I dare you. I dare you to try to enforce that. Furman said Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross broke a veritable smorgasbord of federal rules by overriding the advice of career officials who said including the citizenship question was likely to cut down the response rate and make the census less accurate. Well, this is obviously new. Very serious, though. Very serious. But you guys realize until like 20 years ago, this question was already on there. Until the globalists took over. Well, until the globalists were so entrenched. One of the stupidest votes I've ever seen taken took place in the Speaker Pelosi's United States House of Representatives. And, of course, all the Republicans had to go along because I don't want to look bad. I don't want the globalists making me look bad. So I'm going to go back and campaign like a national person is America first. But when it comes time to vote, I'm going to vote with Nancy Pelosi. Why the hell do we send Republicans up there? Democrat-led House of Representatives approved a measure warning against NATO pullout. That sounds like something young married people do, the NATO pullout. Democrat-led House approved the measure by a bipartisan... Now, get this vote. This was a non-binding warning to the president. That's all it was. And all but 22 Republicans lined up to rebuke the president of the United States over something he hasn't even said he's going to do. They preemptively rebuked him, confirming a Democrat narrative that he was about to pull out of NATO when the president has never said he's going to pull out of NATO. They passed the measure 357 to 22. Only 22 Republican no votes. It now goes to the Republican Majority Senate, where Cocaine Mitch almost assuredly will not take a vote. Almost assuredly will not take a vote. At a news conference before the vote, Democrat lawmakers said they were alarmed. They were alarmed by reports. They used the, do we have the best verbs? They were alarmed by reports of the Republican president's low regard for the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, a 70-year-old military alliance that joins the United States and Canada with allies in Europe. Let's do a little math. I'm going to do a little. You guys mind if I do a little math on air? 2019, that's the year we're in now, minus 70 ought to give us the year this was formed, 1949. Why might the United States and Canada have entered into a joint agreement with Europe in 1949? What were they protecting against? Soviet Union. What no longer exists? Bueller. What no longer exists? Anyone? I don't see a single hand in the class going up. It was formed in 1949 to protect us against the Soviet Union. Oh, yes, you in the back. Soviet Union no longer exists, Professor Coleman. That's right, young man. The Soviet Union no longer exists. So what do you think we're protecting against? Probably Russian interference in our elections. No, sir, that's not right. That's not right. Would you like to try? You, sir.
I don't know, sir.
I didn't think you did. Nobody knows.
Professor Coleman, are you going to tell us the answer to this question? Why does the NATO exist?
No, I can't. It doesn't have a reason to exist. Presumably, it exists to guard against Russia taking over Europe. Presumably, it exists to guard Russia taking over Europe. France and Germany. Germany in particular is a big fan of NATO. Seeing how the last two times Germany had a military, they tried to take over the world. So they needed somebody. Once we made it illegal for them to have a military, any real military, they wanted NATO to help protect them against Soviet aggression. Well, the Soviet Union doesn't exist anymore, but Russia exists, and they want to guard against Russian aggression, right?
Mr. Coleman, it would make perfect sense that they would want to guard against Russian aggression.
Well, you would think so, young man. Have you ever heard of the Nord Stream pipeline?
No, Mr. Coleman. The propagandist and the globalist corporatist media have not told me about the Nord Stream 2 pipeline.
Well, sit down, young man. I'll give you a little cap and gown lesson. The Nord Stream 2 pipeline is going to come out of Russia. It's going to go the floor of the Baltic Sea all the way to a port in Germany. And it's going to dump natural gas from Russia into Germany. The Nord Stream 2 pipeline. It's going to be, in addition to the Nord Stream 1 pipeline, the chief source of power to Europe.
But, Mr. Coleman, that doesn't make any sense.
Why is that, young man?
Because if Russia is providing the chief source of power to Europe, why does NATO exist?
That's a great question. It's a great, great question.
Couldn't Russia just cut off the power to Europe if they ever really wanted to be aggressive and NATO wouldn't be able to do bubsky about it?
Now you're learning, my young man. This is why you come to Professor Coleman's class every day. For 3 hours a day. NATO's bunk. It's terrible. It's terrible. If you guys want to be in NATO, that's fine, but they need to pay their bills. If they don't pay the bills, get the hell out of there. I don't give a damn what the House of Representatives or the United States Senate thinks about it. They're led by globalist corporatist whores. And the globalist corporatist pimps are paying them not. I was at a function last night, and the speaker talked about these deals the kids of the members are getting. Like, if you're in Congress, the deals the husbands and the members are getting of the and the children of the members. So, like, you got a 25-year-old kid making $20 million a year for a 20-year contract out of China. What do you think that member's vote against China is going to be? You think he's going to be pro or against China? Now, I don't know whether you should be pro or against China or not. You know, you'd have to look at the individual issue. But the decision should be made separate and apart from the fact that China's paying your kid $20 million. You would think that would be front page news. Oh, by the way, that might have been Joe Biden's kid. See where this goes? See where this goes? The globalist corporatist pimps are paying their globalist corporatist whores in Congress and in the executive branch to do their bidding, to vote 357-22 against pulling out of NATO when the president hasn't even offered to pull out of NATO, and even when NATO doesn't live up to their obligations, and the United States foots the whole bill. I gotta take a break. I get so mad. You guys think I'm nuts. You have to think I'm nuts. You can't not think I'm nuts. Penny Earned Concrete Technology, Tom Latham over at Penny Earned Concrete Technology. You can check him out on Facebook. That is the best thing to do. I'll give you his number in a second, 284-9292. But go to his Facebook page, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. Look him up. Tom and A.K. Latham over there do a fantastic job. They run one of the great small businesses in the entire River region, and they revolutionize concrete. Stamped, decorative, stained, looking good, patios, walkways, curbing, foundations for houses, garages. I mean, you can even do like a polished concrete stained for your house. It's beautiful, like for the living room floor. You just sweep that bad boy up every now and then. You know, it's just beautiful. You can do it for restaurants. There's so much application for concrete. You can even do, I've seen people doing concrete countertops. Woo-hoo! Do they look good? Man, are they sturdy and they look good. Call Tom Latham. If it's concrete, he can do it. He can do it. 284-9292. 284-9292. Or check him out online, pennyearn.co. Or on Facebook, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. Let's go and see the stars, the Milky Way, or even Mars. Well, it could just be ours.
Let's fade into the sun. Let your spirit fly. The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we have a new year.
Yes, we sure do. And I'm just loving it. You know how we make resolutions, and so Eastbrook's resolution is for you to have the very best year you can.
Anything special coming up soon?
In February, we're going to have a big event, and it's going to be a big event. That's our 25th anniversary, and there'll be a lot of good sales, a lot of good savings, and you just need to come and find out what we're going to do.
Tell you what, for people that don't know, tell us a little bit about the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
60,000 square feet, 3 floors, we've got an elevator, great vendors that a good many of the vendors have been here the whole 25 years. It never looks old. They know that you have to clean it and you have to put in new things and switch it around.
And those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday 9 to 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
There are things in life that no one has to know. The websites you visit, the ex you still think about, the things you tell your pets when nobody's home, and if you have bladder control issues, you can add that to the list. Because now there's Willow. Willow is premium absorbent underwear for modern women and men. It's lightweight and disposable. Just wear and toss them. And it's discreet. Willow looks and feels like regular underwear with an inner layer that keeps you dry and secure. No crinkle sounds, no wrinkly fabric. Order from the privacy of your home and we'll ship them to you in a plain box, so no one has to know. If you struggle with incontinence, your secret's safe with Willow. Now you can try Willow for free when you go to willowfree.com. Just pay for shipping. Willow will send your first box free so you can try them before your subscription starts, but only at willowfree.com. W-I-L-L-O-W free willowfree.com. That's willowfree.com.
How about 40% off on Thursday nights at Folcarelli's Pizza? Call 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back into News and Views. 7.5 or so minutes to the top of the hour. Dan Morris warming up in the wings. Joey Clark will be beside him for the next 3 hours or so. Then Joey will sit in with Greg Budell for 3 hours after that. Then the Joey Clark Radio Hour from 6 to 7. Rusty and David will take you till 7:30. And Terry Adams will take you all the way to 9 o'clock. That's a local block produced right here in the River Region. Going from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m., 15 consecutive hours. I challenge any other city in America to show me that they do 15 hours of local content in a row, uninterrupted, every single day, Monday through Friday, plus the weekend shows. The weekend shows. We have local weekend shows, too. This is a truly, truly non-globalist, non-corporatist platform we have here at News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. If you want your news unfiltered, don't turn the don't turn the station. Our number, 272-9228. Real quickly, I want to talk about my friend Sam McClure at the Adoption Law Firm. Sam McClure at the Adoption Law Firm is, without a doubt, one of my all-time favorite people right here in the River Region. I love families. I love kids. I've got 7 of them. Sam's got a big family as well. He's a neighbor of mine. And he adopted. His first child was adopted. And I asked him about the process and all that. There are rules. There are statutes. There are codes. Especially if you do international stuff, foster stuff, new child adoption, adoptions over state lines, new baby adoption, I meant, adoptions over state lines. There's just a lot of rules and statutes and regulations. And if you don't hire a pro, if you don't hire somebody who knows adoption inside and out, it can be a long, confusing, scary, and expensive process. It doesn't have to be. Sam McClure, theadoptionfirm.com, theadoptionfirm.com. Go there. They've got testimonials. Go to their website. You'll see people, go to the Facebook page, rather. You'll see people who use the adoption firm who just rave about it. Just rave about it. Saves them money, cuts down on the paperwork, makes their life easy. Look, it should be the happiest day of your life. You're bringing a baby home. You're bringing a child into your life and calling it your own for the rest of your life. It should not be confusing and scary and expensive and long and time-consuming. 546-2009, 546-2009, 546-2009, Sam McClure, theadoptionfirm.com.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. Have just a few minutes left. Have just a few minutes left here in the top of the hour. Trump and others, apparently, according to the AP, agitated by Giuliani's performance as Trump's lawyer, including some of them say that they believe he's going on TV drunk. This according to three people close to the president. Part of his confusion, talking about Trump, is that while Giuliani frequently speaks to his client, the president's legal team has had a difficult time corralling Trump for a lengthy debriefing about the facts of the case, particularly from events stemming from before the presidency. That's according to one official, one Republican close to it. Giuliani should be talking to him and telling him which lawyers he can trust and which ones he can't. Now, maybe a possibility may be Trump doesn't trust these White House lawyers, and they're irritated about it. But I've always thought Giuliani was a bit of a right place, right time kind of guy. I think he got a lot of credit for the drop in crime in New York that was not due to anything he did. This guy, you know, you could have fallen off an apple cart and gone to be the mayor of New York and crime would have precipitously dropped. Giuliani didn't do crap to get in front of time. Now, he might have done some stuff to help develop Midtown a little bit. Times Square is certainly a lot nicer now than it was before he took office. No doubt about it. You know, they had pimps and whores walking around before, and now, you know, it's a relatively family-friendly atmosphere in Midtown. all the porn shops have closed and all that kind of... Well, most of the porn shops have closed. They certainly moved them off of the main streets. You know, he did have something to do with some of that stuff. But crime was dropping all over New York City before, for two or three solid years before Rudy Giuliani got there. And it continued to drop after Rudy Giuliani left. And it's the same exact time that crime dropped all over the country in major cities. This is the dirty little secret. I know why it happened, and I've told this story on air, and many of you know why it happened. But it's counterintuitive. It's counterintuitive, and it's time-consuming. And I think Montgomery would benefit from it, but it would take 20 to 25 years to see the benefits of it. And who the hell spends a bunch of money for something you're not going to see the benefits of in 20, 25 years? Hard to get reelected on, I spent money so that in 25 years crime will fall. But every city that underwent a major lead abatement program in its public housing, in its neighborhoods, soils, in its playgrounds, in its schools, every neighborhood, every city that's done that, and Montgomery has done it to some extent because we knocked down some of the older project housing communities. But before 1978, lead paint was everywhere. And you got to abate that lead paint because it lowers IQ by 4, 5, 6, 8 points, depending on how much you get. If you just get a little bit, negligible, maybe 1 point. I mean, nobody would notice. But if you get a massive dose day in and day out of lead paint, or there's lead in your water, and you're getting just these huge doses of it day in and day out. And that's what was happening in these inner cities in New York and Los Angeles and Miami and all these other places, Chicago, Detroit. There were these huge doses of lead in the water, in the paint, in the walls, all of it. And it was causing IQ to drop. And as IQ drops, violent tendencies go up. Violent tendencies go up because people don't have the intellect to deal with the problems of life. And so they shoot it out instead of talk softly and, you know, work it out like gentlemen. And that's what happened in New York. That happened about 20 years before Giuliani took office. Everywhere it's happened, you can look up the statistics. Everywhere it's happened, everywhere they've had a major, massive lead abatement program on the playgrounds and the schools, taking the lead out of the gasoline helped because there was a lot of lead in the soil right around major thoroughfares. Every time you've done it, crime has dropped 20 years later. Because the people born today will be criminals in 20 years if their IQ is low. And that is what happened in New York City. Not Rudy Giuliani. He just bumbled into the office at the right time. He's kind of a bumbling fool. I don't know why Trump hired him, but whatever.